Thanks for listening to Chicago's Morning Answer podcast, sponsored by Signature Bank. Signature Bank takes pride in helping customers grow their business and provide unmatched banking expertise, custom financial solutions, and the industry's best technology. So whether you're a business looking for a deposit relationship or needs a ready source of financing, Signature Bank is the right bank for you. Call today at 773-467-5600 to hear how Signature Bank can help your business grow and thrive. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're looking for the latest news, insight into what it means, and the sharpest opinion, there's only one station in Chicago where you can turn, and it's this one. We're AM 560, The Answer.
Dan and Amy, Mount Carmel High School on Chicago's South Side. Football powerhouse, Donovan McNabb, Simeon Rice.
The list goes on and on.
Some great athletes in other sports, too. Antoine Walker, Chris Chelios. Popular Catholic school, in part because of the sports, but also because of the education.
Mount Carmel.
Well, apparently it's not just the Jesuits at Loyola Academy in Wilmette. The Carmelites at Mount Carmel in Chicago seem to be moving away from character formation and to political indoctrination as the feature of their education as well. To wit, meet U.S. government teacher Kevin Quirk. He's also the sophomore basketball coach at Loyola. At Mount Carmel. Sophomore basketball coach at Mount Carmel. This is from a recent history class teacher. Quirk, Kevin Quirk. And by the way, we have reached out to Kevin Quirk and invite him on this show to respond to what you're about to hear, if he so has the stones, which I'm sure he does not.
That there should be a trial by combat to determine who the president is going to be, in which Don Jr. said, and I quote, he said this to the Senate, to Congress, he said, "We're coming for you." And Mr. Trump rather directly told his people not to back down and to fight to the bitter end. After this this rally, these people proceeded onto the Capitol, invaded the Capitol, broke through security lines, attacked police officers, and tried to interrupt the counting of the votes as if they thought they could stop it. So that is sedition, is what went on there, sedition and treason. It is anti-American, it is undemocratic, and it is an attack on all of us and our nation. Some people have tried to put forth some crazy Republicans have again tried to accuse Antifa of being responsible for this. There is no evidence of that. It is false, blatantly false. It was right-wing Republican terrorists who were attacking our nation's capital. Now, if I'm an African-American, if I am a Latino, and I'm sitting and I'm watching what happened there, I am thinking, what the hell? BLM walks down the streets peacefully protesting and the cops attack us.
Oh my God.
Jacob Blake gets shot 7 times in the back for opening his car door. And yet these people attack the Capitol, break through lines, literally pepper spray police officers. And we have one who is shot, 3 others who apparently died of heart attacks. I haven't read up that story. I need to look into that more. And the police essentially use their kid gloves with them. I think there was like 50 people arrested. I just can't help but think that the response by police would have been different had those rioters been black. So again, another example of white privilege and racism in our country. It is just absolutely sad. It is shameful. And it is the result of the 4 years plus that the Republican Party has spent lying to their base and whipping them up into a frenzy. All of this reinforces the importance of this class and what we are doing here. Whatever your political affiliations, it is important that you have the ability to determine what is credible information and what is not. As we saw yesterday, Mr. Trump and his allies were able to get the water bottle out of the way of the camera. Mr. Trump and his allies were able to convince these people through lies to attack their own country, okay? And none of the things that they've been saying are true. They are completely lies, but the people who follow them believe them blindly and do not take the time to check whether or not the information is true. So you have a group of people who are entirely deceived and are now so deceived that they are attacking their own country. Okay, so these kinds of things cannot be accepted, and it is my job to, regardless of your party, help you at least become literate enough that you can determine what is true and what is not. Okay? So, that's what happened yesterday. Today we're trying to pick up the pieces.
Mm-hmm. So that was obviously a class that came right after the January 6th desecration of the Capitol, and that was teacher Kevin Quirk, U.S. history teacher Kevin Quirk's take on it.
Well,
any questions for teacher? 312-642-5600, turnkey.pro answer line, 64636-DA, turnkey.pro text line. Mike, first question wouldn't even be about January 6th or Trump or Republicans. Jacob Blake was just trying to open his car door. That's why he was shot in the back.
That's the first thing I thought of. Now, does he know? We're talking about credible information. He's not spewing credible information. Did he not even? I mean, it was already decided by January 6th what was happening with Jacob Blake.
Mr. Quirk, if that's true, and he wasn't reaching for his knife, as we know is true, then why? But you're a purveyor of truth. I'm confused. Why were no officers charged? White privilege? Let me guess. White privilege.
Is that why? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, get the information right. I mean, he's just perpetuating a stereotype that all black people are beat up by cops. I mean, they tasered him twice. He pulled a knife on police and, you know, the rest.
We got it.
Raped his wife.
We got it.
We know.
But that to me was the obvious tell. I mean, in addition to some of the caricaturing he did of January 6th, you know, it starts with the straw man argument, too. It usually does with the left. And U.S. history teacher Kevin Quirk apparently is definitely a man of the left.
You think? I don't think he's wearing the MAGA hat.
How about, and I'd love to hear from some Mount Carmel alum on this. Mount Carmel parents on this.
312-642-5600, turnkey.pro answer line, 64636. Type in DA, then a question.
So the straw man argument is that there were people supportive of the desecration, that there's a significant contingent of Americans, Trump supporters, that were supportive of the criminal activity and the violence that took place on January 6th, and that's not the case. So I appreciate his soapbox and his impassioned description of the truth, according, you know, from his perspective. Who's he arguing with? Is there somebody saying it was okay what they did at the Capitol? No. We don't have it. We've talked about it a lot, obviously, on this show. I don't recall anybody defending what was done.
I'm disgusted by what happened.
And again, with respect to Trump and Trump Jr. being responsible, because, you know, we're coming after you to the U.S. Senate, Trump Jr., meaning we're coming after you in elections to defeat you. But no, anything we're coming after you when it's a Trump or Trump supporter saying it, we just strip away the context and we just impute violence into that statement. It's childish. It's inaccurate. And of course, I mean, again, not to go into all the painstaking detail of January 6th, but we know what Trump said to the assembled masses about going there peacefully and protesting our case, you know, petitioning your members of Congress, rally style, not violent style. His position is not particularly evidence-based on January 6th, other than to decry the violence. And there's no daylight there between decrying violence and there's no daylight on decrying violence between him and me. Was it sedition? You know, was this an attempted overthrow of the federal government? Or was it, as George Washington University professor Jonathan Turley said in the aftermath, and I adopted because I think that's the perfect description, desecration of the Capitol, not a coup d'etat. That's unhinged. There was no threat that a couple of hundred individuals at the Capitol on January 6th were going to take over the U.S. government. It's ridiculous. Get a grip. It was ridiculous what they did. It was ridiculous what happened. But to lie about it, to mischaracterize what Trump said, what Trump Jr. said, to mischaracterize the scope of it, to mischaracterize the percentage of people who condone violence of that sort, criminal trespass of that sort, that's indefensible. And that's not education. That's indoctrination. That's what he's in the business of doing. And it's happening in Mount Carmel, too. So there again, I spent a lot of time pounding on the government school systems because they deserve it. We'll continue to do that. Get your kids out. But don't you think just because you throw them at Loyola and Wilmette,
it's gonna get any
or
better.
Mount Carmel on the south side, that you can, you know, stop paying attention.
Right. He's not teaching. He's pushing an agenda. That's what he's doing.
Dan in Downers Grove.
Good morning, Dan and Amy.
Morning.
Let's not leave out St. Ignatius, another fine Jesuit institution that's only concerned about money. Their religion classes are, some of the teachers, I should say, and I'll give you names if you want, are very much pro-abortion, pushing their agenda, and hiding behind a Catholic identity.
Yeah.
You should guys just start a weekly feature of any Catholic high school that does all this stuff.
I'm happy to have those names, too. You can tell me now or you can email me or whatever. But, yeah, we'll call people out because this is what happened at Loyola and Wilmette. And it happened a year ago where it was obvious. It was made public a year ago. And it just it took Loyola Academy parents a while to get hip to it. They lost their faculty. They hire all these social justice Catholics to the extent they're Catholic at all. And you've lost your faculty, then you lose the school. That's what happened at Loyola. And it was last July, talked about the letter there, where every faculty member and administrative staff member signed some screed about that was all sort of critical race theory filled and so on and so forth during the rioting that was going on in the summer of last year. I mean, that was an indication of what happened to your faculty and your administrative staff. And so you shouldn't be surprised that you have going on at Loyola the, you know, apologize for whiteness exercises. And so the same thing with Mount Carmel. I don't have a handle on the faculty or the administrative staff there like I do at Loyola yet. But same thing with Ignatius. I'm going to look at my alma mater, Bennett Academy, too. No school is above reproach or it's safe from this onslaught because so few people are willing to stand up. And so few parents are informed about it, even at private schools where you're paying a pretty penny with the idea that your boy, in this case at Mount Carmel, is going to get a good education and also advance the character formation at school that you're doing at home. Well, I hate to break it to you. That's not the case. That's not what's happening. Thanks for the call, Dan. Bill on the Northwest Side.
Good morning, Dan and Amy. I think that the teacher made the mistake that Barack Obama made in Ferguson. It's dangerous to jump into the fray the morning after an event like January 6th before any evidence is collected. For example, in Ferguson, that officer survived three formal investigations and was not charged with a crime because his testimony was accurate. His depiction of what happened was accurate. Now, back to the insurrection, the teacher emphasizes the aspect of the lies that Republicans told about the event. The fact is that the Democrats impeached the president, and they used video footage from other riots during the impeachment, I mean, which is, like, totally lying. But, you know, this is the extent that which, you know, the Democrat talking points about what happened are so false. You know, the fact is that Trump told people to protest peacefully. They got out of hand. That's true. But to contrast that, the teacher said, what about Black Lives Matter people who were protesting peacefully? Would they been treated the same? Well, obviously the teacher didn't see the Tucker Carlson video of the looting.
Looting.
People died in Black Lives Matter protests. Yes.
Thanks for the call, Bill. Appreciate it. Jim in Valpo. Hey, Jim.
Jim.
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, I was just calling the radio show ain't going to do no good. Why don't people flood the lines at the school and ask them why they're playing politics at school and their teachers are a bunch of political hacks? And then the people who spend all that money to send their kids to school, then why don't they start threatening to pull them out of school? And why don't people actually pull them out of school? Why are you going to pay all that money when you could go to a public school for free to indoctrinate your kids with a bunch of political hacks? That's what's going to do something, not just calling the phone line trying to get on the air. Start doing something about it.
Well, yeah, thanks for the call, Jim. I mean, that's what happened at Loyola. I mean, we've raised the profile on it, but it's when, you know, former Morgan Stanley CEO Phil Purcell writes a letter and says, we're not going to support Loyola anymore. And then you get apparently a lot of parents. Now, they all haven't put their names on the dotted line, which they need to do, but sending letters and making calls or making their opinions known through whatever communication channels exist back to the school. Yeah, then you start getting reaction from the administration, which you've gotten from the principal there, a priest named McGrath, and the school board, and now they're doing surveying and this and that. You know, they're trying to sort of manage people. Oh, and they've also hired a PR firm headed up by David Axelrod's former business partner to astroturf the parents' groups that are pushing back against the Apologize for Whiteness exercises in the classroom at Loyola Academy. So, yeah, it's a fight. So just because you're aware of it, and just because you say, well, this is ridiculous, it doesn't mean it's going to go away. You think they're just going to, oh, okay, you're right. You caught us. We're done. We won't do it anymore. No, they won't. They'll hire PR firms to try to go after you because you're interfering with their
agenda.
Which is to indoctrinate your kids to become left-wing activists, not men and women of good character. As I said, Mount Carmel Boys School, you know, men of character. So that's what's going on. You know, what parents do or do not want to do about it? I don't know. We just tell the stories.
You're listening to Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson on AM 560. The Answer.